Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, October 14th, 2024, through Friday, October 18th, 2024. Monday, October 14th, 2024. Former high-ranking New York State government employee charged with acting as an undisclosed agent of the People's Republic of China and the Chinese Communist Party. Linda's son was charged by federal indictment with violating and conspiring to violate the Foreign Agents Registration Act, visa fraud, bringing in aliens, and money laundering conspiracy. Sun is alleged to have acted on behalf of the government of the People's Republic of China, PRC, and the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. Sun's husband and co-defendant, Chris Hu, 40, was also charged with money laundering conspiracy, as well as conspiracy to commit bank fraud and misuse of means of identification. According to court documents, while working for the New York State, NYS, government, including in high-ranking posts in the executive chamber of the New York State government and in multiple state agencies, Sun also acted as an undisclosed agent of the PRC and CCP, acting at the request of PRC government officials and CCP representatives. Sun engaged in numerous political activities in the interests of the PRC and the CCP, including blocking representatives of the Taiwanese government from having access to high-level New York State officers, changing high-level New York State officers' messaging regarding issues of importance to the PRC and CCP, obtaining official New York State proclamations for PRC government representatives without proper authorization, attempting to facilitate a trip to the PRC by a high-level New York State politician, and arranging meetings for visiting delegations of the PRC government with New York State government officials. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, October 15, 2024. Mexican national admits laundering $1.5 million on behalf of cartel. Victor Miguel Curiel Valadez, an associate of the Jalisco New Generation Cartel, CJNG, pleaded guilty to drug trafficking and money laundering offenses. Valadez admitted to conspiring to launder monetary instruments, possession with intent to distribute meth, and that he was an associate of the CJNG. From 2016 to 2019, Valadez recruited others in Chicago, Illinois, Atlanta, Georgia, Detroit, Michigan, Kansas City, Missouri, and other cities across the United States to pick up drug proceeds in the United States. Those individuals were in possession of drug proceeds that needed to be moved to Mexico. Valadez then coordinated the transfer of proceeds back to Mexico through financial institutions. Valadez and his co-conspirators laundered more than $41.5 million in drug proceeds during the course of the conspiracy. He also admitted in February 2018 that he negotiated and coordinated the distribution of 3 kilograms of meth. He proceeded to direct a co-conspirator to deliver the meth to an individual in Houston. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, October 16, 2024. Home health care company operator sentenced to prison and $5.5 million kickback scheme and tax evasion. Noli and Isabel T. Cruz were sentenced to 6 years in prison and 38 months in prison, respectively, on health care fraud kickback conspiracy, tax evasion, and fraud charges. The T. Cruzes were convicted and sentenced for schemes related to their operation of several Macomb County healthcare companies that purported to provide legitimate medical care to homebound Medicare beneficiaries, but in fact engaged in fraud. The Tecruzes engaged in an approximately $5 million conspiracy to illegally pay kickbacks and bribes to acquire referrals for home healthcare for Medicare beneficiaries and refuse to pay their income tax obligations for both personal and business taxes. After their last home health care company was shut down in February 2020, No Lie to Cruz began engaging in COVID-19 program fraud and used a family member's identity and company to steal from and defraud the Small Business Administration and Health and Human Services out of more than $250,000 from pandemic assistance funds. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, October 17, 2024. Owner of Orange County, California staffing companies pleads guilty to tax crimes, admits to cheating IRS out of nearly $60 million. Luis E. Perez, the owner of Orange County-based temporary staffing companies, pleaded guilty to two federal criminal charges for willfully evading the payment of nearly $30 million in taxes, penalties, and interest assessed against him to the IRS, as well as causing a false tax return to be filed with the IRS as part of the defendant's efforts to conceal nearly $30 million in additional tax liabilities incurred by his staffing companies. From May 2009 to January 2017, Perez's companies failed to pay the IRS the payroll taxes for the tax years 2001, 2002, 2003, 2006, 2007, 2008, and 2010, including trust fund taxes that Perez's companies withheld from employees' paychecks. Beginning in June 2007, the IRS attempted to collect Perez's outstanding tax liability, including penalties and interest. By February 2017, the outstanding balance had grown to $29,593,378, which included the unpaid taxes, interest, and the trust fund recovery penalty. Perez admitted in his plea agreement that he caused Baron H.R. West to underreport employee wages and other compensation paid by the company by approximately $130,879,521, which resulted in the company's failure to pay approximately $29,633,516 in federal employment taxes. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, October 18, 2024. Justice Department disrupts Russian intelligence spear phishing efforts. The U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. DOJ, authorized the seizure of 41 internet domains used by Russian intelligence agents and their proxies to commit computer fraud and abuse in the United States. As an example of the department's commitment to public-private operational collaboration to disrupt such adversaries, malicious cyber activities, as set forth in the National Cybersecurity Strategy, the department acted concurrently with a Microsoft civil action to restrain 66 internet domains used by the same actors. According to the partially unsealed affidavit filed in support of the government's seizure warrant, the seized domains were used by hackers belonging to, or criminal proxies working for, the Callisto Group, an operational unit under Center 18 of the Russian Federal Security Service, the FSB, to commit violations of unauthorized access to a computer to obtain information from a department or agency of the United States, unauthorized access to a computer to obtain information from a protected computer, and causing damage to a protected computer. Callisto Group hackers used the seized domains in an ongoing and sophisticated spear phishing campaign with the goal of gaining unauthorized access to and stealing valuable information from the computers and email accounts of U.S. government and other victims. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.